Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Tell your neighbors, try for mastery. The laws of mastery in the spiritual realm are the same with the ones in the natural realm. I'm telling you. I'm preaching, no? I said the laws of mastery, they are the same. Mastery, you go for mastery when nobody is there. You go for mastery when others are sleeping. You go for mastery when others choose to be convenient and want to be comfortable. You go for mastery. Mastery is not on the stage. It is when a man has striven with God and has prevailed and his name has been changed. I want to show you a video. My new best friend. I want to show you a video of my new best friend because he explains this topic. He's my friend. And we are following each other on social media. So please, give me that video. I want you all to officially meet my friend. When you see, some of you may know him. If you don't know him, I will introduce him. Do you need to turn off the light? I don't know. Please give me the video of my friend. He's part of, we are ministering together this morning. Please, I want you to see my friend. Very nice guy. You may not like him, but it doesn't matter. That was my friend. His name is C. Ronaldo. And he's a Christian. Now look at that pursuit for mastery. Nobody sees this one. They only see the ghost. How many seconds do we have to go? Okay, I think we've seen a bit. Thank you. Let's appreciate Brother Ronaldo for being a blessing to us. Now, 1 Corinthians, is it chapter 9? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24. Let's look at the word of God. Just to corroborate our brother for his short exhortation. Know ye not, everything that you saw, this is it. So I just put it in picture, because some people like picture. But this is our own. The same thing, no? Do you not know? You see, it's a question. That they which run in a race, they run all. But no matter who you are and what you do, only one person will receive the what? Do you know there are some players who are really doing very well in the European League, but you don't really know them? Some of them are in Division 2. But you know them because you like Division 2. But me, I don't watch Division 2. I just watch highlight of those who are doing well. And I look for their training sessions. Because stars are not made on the field. They are made in the training session. A man that compels power in the realm of the spirit is not made on the altar. He cooks himself in the place of prayer where nobody will be seen to say, well done, sir, well done, sir. He buries himself in the word of God. Come on, tell your neighbor, gain mastery. That's weak. Tell your neighbor, gain mastery. If you don't want people to ask you questions you cannot answer, this is it. He says, so run. Paul is telling you, bro, if it is true, that people can, we can have, how many people do you have on that track? 7, 8? Maybe 8, 20, whatever. No matter how many people you have on that track, no matter how fine your face, yeah, we like Pastor Gbenga, you know, he's been a blessing all over the world. Now he's into athletics. And he's very good. He's a very nice brother. Then they put you beside Usain Bolt. And I say, bro, Bolt, please, you know we are from Africa. We need to, everybody know you already. But you see, if you let me win, people will know me. You are not known because you won. They benchmark your success by who you defeated in life. That's how life works. It's not the first class. Who was with you when you got the first class? Who did David kill? Are you hearing me? Those of you praying for a small, small problem in life, you don't want to be great. That's the meaning. Did you hear me? Those of you praying for a small, small problem in life, what you are saying is, you don't really want to be great. You just want to have your daily meal, money to spend, and tomorrow we die. But if what you are looking for is kingship, Paul says you must run deliberately with the intention to obtain. Are we together? Next verse. And every man, hello, please look up. Let me read it again. And every Christian, is that what he said? You know, I told you that the laws of mastery are the same, both for spiritual things and what? Material things. If, for instance, as a student, you spend your time praying, studying the word of God, fasting, you will accumulate so much anointing. But the chances are that you are going to, you will not do well. Let me not say you fail. Because doing well is relative. Book may not be your part. You know, Yoruba language, there's a way we say it in Yoruba, it's very interesting. Say, they say, it's well with you, my brother. It's well with you. He said, you know, you don't do your hand like this. Say, why are you coming to learn mechanic work? Say, book is not, it's not my part in life. Okay, but you are, if they give you money, you calculate now. You understand what I'm saying? He said, every man that has made the decision to run with the intention to obtain must be what? Temperate. Another word for temperate? Disciplined. Discipline is one of the reasons many are knocked out before the battle starts. Have you ever heard that King Saul, on a particular day, came to where his soldiers were training and was trying to train with them? The guy was looking for lost asses when they found him. When they made the crown, go here, come and collect crown, he ran again. All of a sudden, he became too big for God. He became too big to be spoken to. So it was not a surprise. He has no track record for success. He has no track record. So the issue of Goliath, there was no need to talk. We are just waiting for David. And it will take David 40 days to get here. Do you see how God can create a problem simply because he wants to elevate you? And all the Egyptians of Pharaoh will be struggling there. Do you know that while King Saul was there, he would have called the priest from the temple to advise him? What do we do? This guy is insulting our God, though. You understand? It's because that's the thing. The problem looks like it wants to rubbish your God. So if you have not known your secret and private consecrations, if you have not known them before that day, do you know the thing about those consecrations is that there are many days you will wake up and you will actually feel like you can, maybe you are already late. You rush out Do you understand? How many of you are like that? It has happened to me. How many of you are like that? Oh, yeah, yeah, let's take, want to do census. Sometimes you just rush out and say, God, you understand? Say, Baba, Baba. It's a heart connection. It's a heart connection. And you convince yourself it's a heart connection. Say, well, boy, this will work by faith too. If God should count, and that's why some people, when they preach, their only message is, if God should count iniquity, no man should what? Should stand. Because they are always, you see, but if you are like that, there is a day in your life, you may live for 100 years, but there is a day in your life that has been apportioned to define your remaining course on the earth. That is the day David will meet Goliath. He will have one option. Back out or put your life on the line. Are you with me now? The issue, you see, please, I'm sorry to say this, but it's the truth. Most people, we are about 7 billion people on earth. Most, out of that 7 billion, over 6.5 billion, we remain spectators. Yeah. There were some popular players, footballers, in the 80s. Do you know any of them? In the 80s. Where was Alan Shearer? There was one guy, Alan Shearer. UK, right? Britain. Which year was, which period was his own? 90s. Who were those in the 80s? Pele. What about our athletes? Any popular athlete? Come on, talk to me. Athlete or basketballer? Oh, when was Michael Jordan? 90s. Who are we talking about in basketball now? Is LeBron James as great in dominion in that field like Michael Jordan? Why? Do you think it has anything to do with the height of Michael Jordan? Do you think it has anything to do with the color of his skin? Do you think it has anything to do with the name of his father or his surname? Do you think it has to do with whether his name is Sumaila or Abdulkadir, or it has to do with Ubongsi Ubong? Do you think it has anything to do with the idol that his great-grandfather was worshipping? Does it have to do with whether he's a smoker? Why did Michael Jordan rise so high? And even after he left, his name is still ringing. Leave that one. You know Kenneth Hagin. How long has he been dead? He's been dead for over 70, 18? 18 years. Sorry, is there any believer you are genuinely born again? You don't know Kenneth Hagin. And you can read English. When you want to really train somebody foundationally in the things of the faith, would you give to him? When you want to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, can I tell you it's not the highest revelation of God, though? Yes, hello? Yes, I said, can I tell you it's not the highest revelation of God, though? Yes, but when you want a believer to be balanced, like, okay, follow this one, you will not be lost. Would you give him? Now, do you know that Ken Tegi has never been to Nigeria? Does he have a Rema school here? So, who said no? I said, does he have a Rema school here? In Lagos? In Abuja? Do we have in any other centers? Kaduna? Excuse me, is it Kentucky's son that is managing them? Stature. That's spiritual stature. Huh? Spiritual stature. Do you know Church of God Mission? Who is the founder? Archbishop Benson Idausa. How long has he been gone now? It's over about 99 in 2009. That's about another 20-21 years. Is there any believer that is born now? What about mission or commission that doesn't know that name? Do you understand what I'm saying? By omission or commission, you've not heard that name, Idahosa. Apostle Arume was saying something about an encounter, some, I can't really remember the details. He said, but an angel came and said, I was the one that walked with Idahosa. So they are transferring him to somebody else now. All those terrible signs. It's not just, I am a archbishop. It is stature. Another word, it is mastery. Who determines the level of mastery you exhibit in the office, in the spiritual things, whatever, whatever? Is it God? You see, because some people are praying for what will kill them. You don't need to pray and say, God, I want to move China. Can you eat lizard? Do you understand what I'm saying? The people you are fighting, the people that are standing in front of you, if you take them down, the whole bank will know you. Huh? The whole bank will know you. Your boss has been taking the glory for your work. But there's a kind of solution you can provide. You will still need to call it, come and explain to the MD. Because he just says, my department. Oh, who did it? Say, yeah, I initiated the project. And then we started brainstorming. And say, but there's a way you will code that thing. You will not tell them. One day my boss said to me, he said, Benga, you know that you are the only one that can sit on all the desks in the bank, in the branch. Huh? Including marketing. But I've never been a marketer. So when my branch manager was going on leave, he handed the branch to me. When the head of operation was going on leave, he handed over the branch. I'm not asking them, how did HR approve this thing? They say, forget that thing. We have put your name there. So people are calling me, and I'm mainly Kaba. You see, when customers ask you a question, you will speak in tongues because you don't know. Can you give me a minute, sir? I get back. I said, Oga, when is your leave going to be over? I said, 3 weeks. 3 weeks sounds like 3 years. My boss said to me, I want you to be training them, the other staff, about some of the things you do on some of those foreign applications, forex applications. You need to teach them how to handle this particular transaction. I said, yes. Me, I will teach you. Then they will use you to say, you can do the work. Okay, want to downsize. I know they teach person that kind of thing. If you want to learn, come and humble yourself. And even that one, damn, I will not even teach you everything. That's when you'll be hearing from there, Oga Gwinga. I know there's for Oga Gwinga. If you like, be doing Father Christmas. Teach them everything. They will now use the boy you trained to usurp you. Say you are magnanimous. I got this thing in the realm of prayer. I got it waiting on the Lord. Studying scriptures. I got it listening to messages. I should just tell you. It can't benefit you. Because the way I got it, you didn't get it like that. Is there anything that anybody got in convenience and it lasted? Mastery. There is a stature that is about to be released in the body of Christ within the space of 10 years. And you are going to see new generals arise. Amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. Whether you greet or celebrate me on social media, irrelevant. You know why? They insulted my fathers. How can the system that insulted my father celebrate me? I'm waiting to be the next false prophet. It's just to put false, type it in front of my name. That's all. Controversial prophet. Uh-huh. Because the people I followed, that's how you people nailed them to the cross. And you are those part of those liking and sharing. If you are nobody, will they tag you? Come on, talk to me. If you are nobody, will they tag you? So choose your die. Choose how you want it. Do you want to be relevant for God? Stand in the place where if God needs somebody that they can create a path for, send to Brazil with a passport and a certificate. As an engineer. Say, no. Bring us one guy, study civil engineering. Oh, yeah. They will just create one year opportunity. And you will hear at the right time, oh, they need something. They want it to be, they want to have a diverse, we want to have a multicultural organization where we have people from the, now lie. it is heaven that is opening the door. They will just create it and say, you are a certified engineer. Your master's, you specialize in. Who is checking master's in Nigeria? I went to one school, they will not call their name. So they will not remove my name from the list. They pack all the projects, past projects, and put on the floor somewhere. I was looking for something. I just saw projects pile up. I see people's destiny. And meanwhile, the people there, hey, my chapter one, hey, my chapter two, hey, correction, hey, error, hey, biro, red biro, green biro, hey, I must submit this thing. All in our lives, see and hear. For those of you who believe that book is your destiny, see it now. We have gathered your first degree project. It's on the floor. I didn't say they kept it in a store. I said I saw it. I started reading people's destinies. What they wrote, and people, hey, chapter one, hey, have you done your chapter five? Siam, on the road, the lecturer self is not even concerned anymore. Because from this point on, if you write anything but you didn't gain mastery of it, you are on your own.
Yes, sir.
Come on, say gain mastery.
Yes,
we have a lot of people who are trying to use prayer to solve some problems that prayer is not required in the equation. You ask, shall I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I recover? Or ask question. Don't assume. Look at the wisdom of the ant. The scripture says the ant, they are very small people. They have no backbone. Have you seen an ant before? Have you ever killed an ant before and you felt sad? You felt sad for killing an ant. I want to know those who have conscience. Have you ever killed an ant? If you tell me you have never killed an ant, I will ask you to come and preach. You have never killed an ant. Raise your hand now. Want to... You see, we have people killing and taking people's lives here. If I tell you how many ants I have killed, and they are using it to remove people's name from the book of life. As a young boy in the north, you will see them the way they line up. I don't know if you know those things. Where they move in a file. I don't think we have those things in Lagos, but where I came from, you will see them. They don't break rank. Oh. Hey! They don't break rank, oh. They know their level.
Yes,
it's not matter of height. They look, they know, okay, this one is my ogre, this one is my younger. They know. You see, the issue of mastery is this issue of commonizing where the place of your wisdom is. My boss said to me one day, say, you, Zev, the way you go, they behave. You see me struggling with this thing. You will not even ask me, ogre, should I do this thing for you? I say, did he ask now? I say, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prophet. I told him, I said, if you want, he said, in other the branches, it is the assistant head of operations that will be asking the boss, have you done that? You know, when there's something, VBI. You allow me to focus on administrative issues. Then you help me. I said, okay, get up. And I sat on his seat. And I roll like this. I say, it's actually easier. Where did you stop? I say, no, me, I start afresh. Start afresh. Do you know why I was able to start afresh? I wrote that exam 15 times. Till all the right answers were in my head. Only God knows how many times my God don't write up. Before he has to voice out, kilo de. Now so we go there fair. With this gray hair, Benga Kosh, maybe you've done it. Have you done it? I say yes. Say, why? You know you've done. Why? I Oga Kuda. Waiting, you want. Say, in other places, people are seized there, but I say, he's the one that prays that God will answer. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Get up. He said, this one. I chose it. I say, Oga, don't worry. It's mastery. Some things you will learn by suffering. Some things you will learn by what? Suffering, because you are alone. If you are a Samson,
You need more caution than zeal. If you find yourself in a situation where there is nobody you can be relating with, you need more what? Caution than zeal. If you're a Peter, you can be reckless because there is a Jesus that repatum aside praying for you. But since the day Jesus left, was he reckless? If you try it, you are gone. Let me tell you something about mastery. Mastery does not respect motivation. I posted something on my WhatsApp status. Some of you see it, you just walk by the side, but it's okay. The most important thing is for the message to go out. Mastery does not respect motivation. The moment I have decided this is who I'm going to be, you don't need motivation again, you need discipline. Because there are days you will wake up and you will not feel like leaving your bed. Somebody said, I just like you. I like you, Pastor Gwinga. Most people don't know that pastors also battle with depression. Leave it. Mastery does not respect interest. I have interest in riding bicycle. Because mastery, when you go for mastery, you will be tested in uncomfortable waters. They want to see your resilience. You don't go to a board meeting and you are speaking in tongues. Excuse me. We had one brother in my office then. One of our drivers, Evangelist. He's an evangelist. But he's from Calabar. So I call him Evangelist. He can't pronounce, you know. But it's okay. It's okay. He's in Christ. When we all see him, the glory of God will perfect our imperfection. But he will be using time for general meeting to be winning souls early in the morning. Standing in front of the office and doing morning cry, wearing the bank ID card. And he's very bold and he has a loud and strong voice. So he looks like he's actually an evangelist. So all of us are there into our office and we are watching him. So he now came late again. So they now asked me to pass judgment on him. Say you see. Pastor to judge evangelist. Say, evangelist, you are late. I say, whether you're a pilot, you know, we call them pilots. Have you heard it? Say, you should be in the meeting so that you can also market the bank product. Say, well, he stood up. Say, well, the way I'm looking at this thing, you know, the work starts by 8. And I can use my time from 6 a.m. to 8 to do. He was talking in the meeting. This is not a dream. He stood up to tell us that his work starts 8. And that his passion in life is winning souls. You know, unfortunately, it's not funny because I'm the other Christian that is there. Every other person, they drink Gouda. At least I was in the last year, December and November. All of them drank. It's only me and Evangelist that didn't drink. That's my brother in the Lord. But you know, it's funny. So then I say, I stood up, I say, evangelist. I say, we'll see. I say, but for the sake of this meeting, this is what the bank wants. Apportion your time properly. You can come in by 6, do it to 7. From 7, go and dust your, clean the car, do other things, and be praying for those you've already witnessed to. Because if I spoke to him the way I wanted to speak, they would sack him. Yeah. If I spoke to him as a fellow soul winner to another soul winner. Mastery does not involve interest. I like doing something. How can you continue to do that same thing for the next 20 years? Do you know that there are actors and actresses in Nigeria who are still alive, but we don't know them again? But in the late 90s or early 90s, they were the ones we were trying to see. Mastery. There are some things that age confer on you. By virtue of being in that industry for years, it confers it on you. My wife is a fellow of, what do you call that? ACCA. Fellow is not that you want to pass or you pass exam. Fellow is that you are a guru. It's guru, mama. It's not by interest. It's number of years. Proficiency. You jump from this job today to that job to this job to that job to this job to that job. There's no line that cuts across in terms of what we can use to describe your what? Your journey. It was last night it occurred to me that if I knew my younger self the way I am now, if I knew me as a younger boy when I started winning souls at the age of 10, if I knew my younger me, I would have told him not to waste his time and take his ministry serious. Some things you only gain in mastery. Not talk, not interest. In the year 2000, I was opportune to start a church and I didn't start it. You know why? I'm not really a church person. But people don't know. I'm not really a church person. I'm on the street. You see me, my knicker and slippers. I lead souls to Christ there. I come to church, I sit down. But I'm not, because I was trained on this believer, I had learned over time how to survive on the street, even if I wasn't really coming to church. You understand? Because the times when I gave my life to Christ, they were days of intense persecution. So you can be in church and you just hear that they are rioting again and everybody run. So you have to learn how to stand on your own. No time. I beg. This message. I would have told my younger self, Oga, where you are going is very far and very great. Be consistent on this journey. If you check your life, you will see a particular event that seems to always reoccur. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. There's a particular line you will see that even when you try to deviate, something brings you back there. That is the hand of God talking to you. You can see, don't worry about hearing God. Look back. Look at history. You will see the hand of God. Did you hear me? I said, look at history. You will see that there is something that is consistent about your life, such that when a lady comes out and says, I cannot marry a man that is not like this, she is not being proud. She has seen the trajectory. She has looked back. And she realized that if I continue like this, I may end up at this other point. If I end up with a man that cannot sustain that power, I will crash. So mastery does not involve motivation. It does not involve interest. And it does, but it mastery respects discipline. How much time can you give? If, for instance, now you are praying 24 hours a day, praying 24 hours a day will not put money in your pocket. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say amen. Now, let me tweak that equation. Having the power of answered prayer can put money in your pocket. Do you understand it too? Do you understand it too? If you pray for somebody, the person has cancer and is healed. The person may want to be a blessing to you. So instead of deceiving yourself, saying you are praying, because there's one in those days when we were in the north, we say we are praying. You see people praying. Say, that's all the noise they are making. It's when you now get close to them, you realize they are not really saying anything. They are saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Meanwhile, you pray 30 minutes and you became tired. And you are wondering why Brother Anthony is still firing on. He's not really saying anything. Meanwhile, when they pursue him, because he has no word base, he will run. I went to a vigil with Uncle Tio when we were at the other church. And he go to me, he wanted to do the vigil in our former church there. And after I came with a particular lady. And after we finished praying, the lady I came with was still firing prayer. As we closed the meeting, I whispered to you, go to me. I said, it's a shame. Oh. I came with a small girl. She's still praying 4 hours. We have shared grace. And we lay down to sleep. You know, I just used mind, like church, like, nothing happened. But as I was laying there, I was thinking of my own baby. That was, you know, and she wasn't praying like she was tired. She was fiery. I said, hey, see energy. Oluwa, see energy. 2 days later, she came to me. Pastor, I have a problem. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm not close to God. I say, see what now. You pray 4 hours. You are not persuaded of basic things. You better calm down and let's address your knowledge deficiency. Because you cannot rise in mastery without knowledge. After mastery, you will proceed to skill. Skillful with his hands. Skillful. There's a way you can manipulate a particular phenomenon and it becomes part of you. It's not taekwondo now. Kung Fu. Is it Kung Fu? What's that thing they do in China? Whatever. Karate. There is a way you are taught. When you have a long spear in your hands and I have nothing, and then you have the advantage because of the spear. Then you come close to me and my master teaches me and says, when you see that kind of thing, don't, number one, don't run. Number two, your eyes must work faster. So when you try to stab me, I move close to you. I don't go back. And then do your hand like this around the spear. If at all it touches you, it will scratch your hand, but you will hold it. Then pull the person close and then you see me for the other one. You put it's only Bible we are reading. If you know what they do, leave that thing. But you, excuse me. If somebody tries to get across to you like that, you see, on that day you'll be saying, but this is not good though. You know, you are using spear. I'm not using anything. Say, me, I came to kill. I don't know about this. This thing must taste blood. It must taste blood. Do you understand what I'm saying? But so the issue of training that I showed you in Ronaldo, you can't escape it. And when you get there, nobody will encourage you. Have you seen somebody? Oh, we need to write a particular document. It's 30 pages. And she says to you, give me tomorrow morning. Because she has been writing. In fact, sometimes she has several templates. This kind for oil and gas. This kind for media. This kind for journalism. This kind for HR. This kind for bank. She has several templates. She just needs to pick one of those templates and adjust it. So it is when they now bring something to you for your office, you now will say, Holy Spirit. Oga, I will not use you again. Because the last time I tried to use you, you are not ready. Mastery is not for unprepared people. And God will give you time to prepare yourself. It is discipline that breaks the power of weakness. It is discipline that breaks the power. When you want to pray at night, don't just go there like a champion. The thing will mess you up. Have you ever tried praying for somebody? Hey, I have the experience very well. I will put my phone in the ear like this. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. There's someone in my mind saying that you dey sleep. Oh. Then I wake up. The person, out of respect, thinks it's my network. He doesn't know that I don't go. I will now say, Pastor, are you still there? Say, yes. Let us pray. Yakua. One day I was advising a pastor. I was advising a pastor. You see, do you people want to hear the truth, Abby? I was advising a pastor in the night, dead of the night. And I said, this thing you want to do, don't do it. He said, actually, we know we have prepared. You know, and I slept off on the phone. I slept off. Because it wasn't even making sense. So I slept off. He now called back. It was it. He now put the phone like this and I slept off. It was the ring, the ringtone that woke me up. He said, man of God, it's time. Maybe the network. I said, yes. Yes, the network is not good. But think about what I have said. God will give you understanding. If you want to gain mastery in prayer, sir, you have to be wise. Don't just walk in there like a macho and say, by 12, I'm going to start. We're going to end by 3. You now kneel down. Say, we are going to pray on our knees. We are going to storm the gates of hell. We are going to demobilize the kingdom of darkness. We are going to establish the power of God in this place, in Maryland. Say, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. And now you know you have no experience that you are already shaking. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Hey, we thank you. We thank you. You know, somebody told you that anytime you are quiet, you can see visions. You now need that. If anybody told you you could sleep on your knees, you would say it's a lie. And you say you will not sweat like this. They say, well, you sweat. But that is welcome to midnight prayers. They will use that one to welcome you. Then the next time you are coming, when you now ask O.C. Daniel, sorry, how do you do it? Because you've tried kneeling down, it didn't work. You tried even praying. Some of you even pray beside your wife. Are you shaking your legs? Brother James, say, I'm going to storm the gates of hell. We are going to storm the gates of hell. All the demons in this area, we are going to demobilize them. Brother James, and Sister Joy is there. They work. Where's Sister Joy? Where is spray? Hey, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Sister Joy now gets up. She wants to take a cup of water. So she goes to the kitchen. And as she gets up, you know, the light is very dim. He's just looking at her like, they will storm the gates of hell. We storm the gates of hell. We'll continue this prayer. Now, don't ask me how I know. Some of these things you learn by experience. If you want to pray. Let me close. What are the questions that discipline will ask and answer? Number one, are you blessed? You people like stories. But I hope you will hear the lesson. Because some of you are still trying to pray on your knees. Pastor Adeboye said they arrange rocks on the floor and kneel on it. There is no devil. That devil said, this one, he don't crazy. You see waiting then. The questions that discipline will ask and answer. Number one, because you have decided to be disciplined. So discipline is asking you, where are you going? What do you want to achieve? You know, there are some people if you don't have a reason for saving money, you can't save. I hope you know. For some of us, some of you are perpetual, what do you call? Stingy. You are perpetually stingy. So even you don't need a reason to save, you are automatically saving. But there are some of us, we need to tie the savings to a project. I want to marry. I want to buy home theater. I want to do something. I want to buy inverter. I want to change my uniform. I want to change my suit. If you don't have clothes, you better buy t-shirt and wear and come to church so we can know the color of the problem. Say, I couldn't come because there was no iron, there was no light. See, it's wash and wear. Where are you going? If your goal is for God to find you qualified and have mercy on you, so that in the next generation, when the Lord begins to raise people in the IT world, in the engineering world, in the realm, in the world of ministry, in the legal profession, in business, if you want God to find you, you must define your destination. Number two, how do I intend to get there? For instance, if you are not a pastor, if you are not a pastor, why are you praying 10 hours? I'm just asking you. At least you should be able to pray 1 hour, 2 hours. But I'm not saying these 10 hours, you'll be late for work. So you need to identify, how do I get there? These are the lies we tell ourselves. Adopting other people's discipline for our area. And it's not necessary. If you are called to be a pastor, hear me, you cannot have pot belly. You will fast. You will pray. You will study the word. You will have word fast. You are fasting not to pray, to study. Just staying away from food. Open the scriptures. And he said, verily, verily, I said unto you. It's not audio Bible. You will open the book. 2 days. Katubaka. As you are studying, you are speaking in tongues. That is how we get there. Fasting, prayer, corporate prayer, study, impartations. Ask yourself, this path I have chosen, are you sure you will get there in Nigeria? I ask you guys a question. How many people do you know that train the way see Ronaldo train in Nigeria? See, my goal is to be, you will be interviewing some of them on the channel. My goal is to be like, see, Ronaldo is my mentor. see Ronaldo. Who is your mentor? All what you are trying to tell is that you are following him on Twitter. Oga, wake up. Oh. Say you saw his house. You saw his room. He is not just flying jet. Oh. Those are daily disciplines. When you see him move the way he moves, it's not that day the anointing came in the room. Choose your disciplines. Let them align with your destiny. Number three. My time is up. Forgive me. What resources do I need to get there? For instance, if you are a prophet and you submit to a spiritual father that doesn't believe in prophetic ministry, what are you doing there? If you are gifted, there are some people in the scripture, the Bible says they are gifts of healings. If God gives you the gifts of healing and you follow somebody that doesn't believe in healing or doesn't prioritize, what are you doing there? What are the resources, the spiritual resources I need? You must know them. You must identify them. If you are called to the ministry, what are the things I need that I must master and own so that I will not be pushed out of the way when Goliath comes? There are some courses you cannot do masters in Nigeria. That master is a fake masters. Let it be aeronautic, whatever, jingoism, whatever it is. If you do it and it has University of UNA, my brother, it's certificate, but it's fake. Because the closest place to that is South Africa. I rest my case. When God is taking away people like Baba Deboy, I want him to say there's one small boy there. The boy, they try. Whether you don't know that our fathers are getting old. Maybe you don't know. That's why you see many of them, when they come to preach now, they don't even read Bible again. They will just be using their stories and scriptures. Because they are preaching out of the overflow in their spirit. They don't have to prove anything to you again. The result is there. Mastery is what makes you go through a challenge and you tell yourself, I'm not giving up. Because you have been there before and you knew what happened. God came through. You go through a challenge. Delete her name. Number four. What kind of man do I need to become to get to my destination? that kind of man may be that man that doesn't pick us early in the morning. It may be the kind of man, anything from 10 p.m., don't call me. Except you hear that my father who died has resurrected from the grave in my village and he's asking of me, don't call me in the middle of the night. It may be that kind of man. It may be the kind of man that you need to stay up at night to do your study because that's the only time nobody will disturb you. It may be that kind of man that even in between, you know, 24, your working hour, you switch off your phone, put it on flight mode or whatever. Because you are talking. And then the words, I just make a check on you. At the end of the day, that's it. Who do you know that ever mattered greeting other people? Who do you know? Whether in the world, in the kingdom of darkness, or in the kingdom of our God. Who do you know that ever mattered greeting people? I don't like, I just make a call you. You know the conference, I just make a call you. Better wake up. You must be resolute. You must be determined. Conserve your strength. Do you know when you talk on the phone, you are dissipating energy? Yeah. Go and check the white men, the way they talk. Check their season films. See the way they talk on the phone. They don't even spend time there. They say, hey. You saw the code? Say, yeah. They don't even say goodbye. Go and check. Say, Kwele. How's your wife? How's your husband? I saw you that day. Yeah, I was waving. You didn't see me. God bless you. God bless you. He's where? She will see. You need to. He gets on Jesus. Anyway, make I give you safe. Make I give you. And you're supposed to be praying. What kind of man do I need to become? If you try to be a people man, you will fail. Nobody get. Have you ever seen any man, whether it's in the Nigeria, Dangote, Pastor Adeboye, mention them, that stands in front of you and has all the time? He has all the time. Okay, my daughter Agnes, be talking. You have 5 minutes. You must have your questions ready. Where can I find the answers? You must be a person on a journey. Make a close. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't say Dangote. Yeah, I've been reading your journal. You know, I really like your work. Do you think at his level, he's looking for praises? Do you know how much is at stake at Ibejuleki? I just like your work. You am like my role model. Role model, seriously. You look at all this work. You are not thinking of how to be greater than I am. You say I'm your role model. 3 minutes. What do you want? Is it job? Is it talk? Do you know that this thing I just said, if you think about it right now, most of you realize you don't know what to say if it happens now. Yes, sir. Do you agree with me? Yes, sir. If that moment happens now, if you are faced with your Goliath now, you don't even know what to say. That is a challenge on you to go back to. Go and get a drawing board. I collected the one from Mose. It's the one I'm using now. Go and buy it. It's 17,000. Well, I can supply you. Put it in your parlor or anywhere. Get your marker and write. When you write, your brain flows. This is how I woke up this morning. If I see you on Instagram again, the way I look when I try to jog. Who are those I can travel with? You can't go with everybody. I say you can't go with everybody. Who are the people I can travel with? You need to identify. It is not problem. David, it is not problem. Who can you travel with? Who do you need in your life? Is he a David or a Jonathan? Jonathan will die. He is a crown prince, but he will not make it. David doesn't look like it, but he has a destiny in God. You must have eyes to see who is on a journey. Yes, sir. Who can I travel with? This one may not be great now, but the next 15 years, hey, let me stay here. People are making emotional decisions on transactions that is already completed and done. That has finished today. Instead of you to be looking at the future. This one is on a journey. If you travel with him, you will gain mastery. Because you will learn together. Number six, let me stop here. What are the things I am not permitted to do? These are the questions that discipline will give to you to answer. What are the things I am not permitted to do? You see why many times we can be singing and shouting, but God leaves us at that level. Because he knows that the real questions we should be answering, nobody's talking about it. When you see, go and take these 6 points, build your life around it. You will see some fake friends, they will drop off naturally. I'm telling you. Are they busy? At your level, if you still do anything simply because you feel like doing it, you don't understand what I'm saying. Go and get a diary. Today's to do. Put today's date. Number one, call HR. Number two, prepare report for this. Number three, as you didn't be ticking it, you will now know that how effective or ineffective you are. You don't need appraisal. You'll be seeing your results. By the time you do it for 1 week, go back and see how many things you wrote and you Because let me tell you, everybody that got called, God looked at their private lives. One day I was challenging my wife. We were at home. So I told her to do something. And they said, oh, she was going to do it. So she didn't do it. And I asked her, why didn't you do it? Yeah, she forgot. I said, why didn't you put it on your to-do list? She said, eh. I said, yes now. This is important now. She just left. She just left me. The next time again, something happened. I said, see, the way I operate in 2021, you must have your to-do list. If we have an agreement, write it down. So that as you are walking, you'll be ticking it, ticking it. She kept quiet. No problem. It is well. So one day, we now spoke about it. She asked, haven't you done it? I said, she said, no. She said, calm down. You know, I didn't want her to laugh, so she told me to calm down. She said, you didn't put it down on your today. I said, what's the meaning of that? She said, no. You know, if you had put it down, you would have remembered. I just left the room. I just left the room. You want to be using my point against me? Hey, over since that time when I saw the thing, I just leave it. Nothing like to do it. Because I say, we're going to catch ourselves for this thing. To do. God punish them. To do. I beg, do what you want to do. I beg. I don't care. To do. Say, you didn't write it down. Your wife is not your business partner. Please cool down. Say, to do. You didn't write it down. Did you tick it? Hallelujah. To be effective and to gain mastery is not magic. It is discipline. Take these 6 questions. I still have like 1.5 pages here, but I didn't get there. But the message, you know, they finished. So one day I will continue. My greatest joy at the end of this year is when I see that spiritually we are all making progress. Maritally, career-wise, business, we are all making progress. So we can decide to sit around God's word, or even go out and have fun sometimes, because we know that most of our issues are resolved. And the ones that are pending, not because we cannot, but because we have done everything. It's just for God to perfect. But let it not be that the reason why this issue is here is because you keep excusing yourself and keep telling yourself, God will do it. God, in this your small HR company, God, you should leave heaven and come here. The Lord will give us wisdom. Amen. I've made a commitment. That's why I don't change. Some of you go know. Some of you will know that I've changed. You understand? I don't change. I'm not dancing for the crowd anymore. I'm making friends with people like C. Ronaldo. He's my friend now. So anytime I feel discouraged, I'll go and watch that video. I'll be seeing him doing like this. Doing like, the guy has jet, oh. He has jet. If you buy jet in Nigeria, I say. They say, no, I don't even check again. They will carry you on their neck to the plane. This guy has jet, and I think he even bought for somebody. So, but you see him. It's as if he has not started. You see, it's as if he has not started. He's trying to best his last resort. And don't tell me it doesn't happen in spiritual things. If Elijah didn't have double portion, he won't be able to give it. Did you hear me? If Elijah didn't have double portion, he won't be able to give it. That means even when Elijah was still on earth, he had more than the capacity he was using. Do you understand me? But you see that when Elisha took it over, you want to pursue me, I'm allowing you now. You want to pursue me? Are you blessed? You see, there are people in this church that don't want me to tell you the truth. But I have all their names and their phone number. When Elisha took over the mantle, what was the first thing he did? He killed 42 children. He didn't even understand the capacity of what he was carrying. So he misused it. Do you know that from that date now, God didn't ask Elisha, what happened now? You made 42 mothers weep. God didn't talk about it. It was never a conversation till today. I'm the one raising the matter now. We are going to court. I'm the one raising the matter now. God did not ask Elisha, young man, this is not the way your mentor uses his power. He said, but they call, just bam, 42, bam, die. Put them in sorrow. God didn't talk about it. Did you notice after that time, Elisha was a reserved person? Did you notice? Elisha, I know they do like Elijah. And his wisdom. So you must understand the things you are allowed and not allowed to do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the wisdom to choose rightly. Give us the wisdom to choose you. Give us the wisdom to choose our disciplines. That everything you are trusting us for, everything you are hoping you can get in us, they will all come to fruition. I pray for everybody here that you will start a fresh journey with us. Journey that will bring you glory. We will not do it in the flesh, but our journey will bring you glory. Our families will bring you glory. Our children will bring you glory. Our wives will bring you glory. Our husbands will bring you glory. The state of our heart will glorify you. Our businesses will give you glory. That when you look on the earth and you see us, you will be satisfied. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. God bless you.